For many American citizens married to foreigners, a future life together rests in the hands of a U.S. embassy official halfway around the world, an official who can deny a visa without explanation. These decisions are generally not reviewable by the courts. But today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that tests whether an American citizen has the right to at least know why a foreign spouse has been turned down. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Fawzia Din came to the United States as a refugee from Afghanistan in 2000 and subsequently became a U.S. citizen. She speaks pretty good English, but is more comfortable speaking through an interpreter.
There was no security for women in Afghanistan, and I wanted to come here to get security and just freedom.
In 2006, she returned to Afghanistan to marry an Afghan native whom she and her family had long known. Back in the States, she petitioned the Immigration Service for an immigrant visa for her husband. The agency directed her husband to the American Embassy in Pakistan for an interview, and he was told he would be receiving a visa soon. It never came. 3 years later, after Fawzia Din's congressman made inquiries on her behalf, the State Department said her husband had been turned away for, quote, terrorist activities, even though he is now the secretary to the chief of staff for the Minister of Education in Afghanistan. Further inquiries proved unfruitful. Din and her husband could not find out what in particular he had supposedly done. So Din went to court, contending that it violates the Due Process Clause of the Constitution for the government to arbitrarily separate an American citizen from his or her spouse. Din won in the lower court, and the government appealed to the Supreme Court, contending that since, by statute, an alien is not entitled to an explanation for a visa denial, that ends the question, and the spouse of the foreigner has no rights in the matter whatsoever. In the Supreme Court chamber today, Deputy Solicitor General Edwin Kneedler faced a raft of questions prompted at least in part by a friend of the court brief filed by former consular officers. They detailed the veto power that they say the Department of Homeland Security, not the State Department, has over these visa decisions based on entering the name of the visa applicant into a complex of databases. Justice Sotomayor, we have evidence that people are held for months and months because they'd been erroneously identified because they had the same or similar name to a genuine terrorist. Justice Kennedy, suppose there are two Mr. Smiths or whatever the foreign name is, and they just get the wrong one. It seems to me your position is that the alien has no right in court, period. Answer, there is no right of judicial review under the statute. Justice Ginsburg, assuming people make mistakes and that some consular officers have a bureaucratic mentality, you're sticking to the position that these visa determinations are not subject to review, no exceptions? Answer, there is no right of judicial review. Justice Breyer, whose own wife immigrated to the U.S. from England, was incredulous. Are you saying that even if there is undeniable proof that the consular official acted for reasons like race or the ridiculous idea that husbands and wives should not live together, there is no review? Is that your position? Answer, our position is there is no judicial review. Those skeptical questions from five justices would seem to add up to a majority of the court, but Justice Kennedy appeared to switch sides, suggesting that providing a reason might risk revealing intelligent sources or methods. The court's hardline conservatives chimed in. Justices Alito and Scalia observed that a wife couldn't go to court to challenge her husband's criminal conviction or sentence. Justice Kennedy called those observations apt. Fawzia Din's lawyer, Mark Haddad, replied that in such circumstances, the defendant already has been accorded due process of law through a trial and appeal. But the reply didn't seem to be enough. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.